17 years old. I still think I was doing really stupid stuff, spending money, you know, emptying my dad's coin jar and seeing if I could go buy a Little Caesars for $5. But this guy was kicking off his entrepreneurial journey. He's helped thousands of businesses and entrepreneurs. And I think when you guys hear what he has to say, he is killing it, he is crushing it, and I can't wait for him to share just how he's using ShareFunnels and how he's using ClickFunnels products to grow his affiliate income and to also grow his clientele. So, I will not speak anymore. I will introduce our next speaker, Mr. Alex Rang. Alex, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, Miles and Ben? Great to see you. So fun to be here, man. It's an honor to follow the one and only Greg Jeffries. That was cool.
Yeah, Greg's a stud, and he did amazing. And we have no doubt that you guys are just going to continue on that same track. We picked you two for a reason. You're both amazing. So we're excited for you to kick this thing off and to get rolling. And, you know, I don't know if you want to share a little bit about your story, how you got into, you know, internet marketing and affiliate marketing, mm-hmm. but love for you to share that and then, you know, share any insights you have, and I have a couple questions I'd love to ask you.
Right on. Yeah, as you noted, I started my business when I was 17. I spent way too long working way too hard. And I was working with a business coach who was talking to me about all the different revenue streams that I could be adding to my business, and one of them was affiliate marketing. And I remember, it wasn't ClickFunnels, but I remember the first time somebody asked me for my affiliate link. And I was like, oh yeah. And I had to dig through it, 'cause I was running an agency. I started my business running a digital marketing agency when I was 17. I didn't send out my first affiliate link until I was 32. It literally took me 15 years to get into affiliate marketing, which is all the time and effort wasted. But anyway, I remember sending out my first affiliate link and then seeing the commission come through. Later on, they just sent me money and I was like, what's this? And they're like, oh, you sent us the client. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then, long story short, I'm really shrinking the story because there's so many details and fun stories in there. But, when ClickFunnels was introduced to me by a guy on my team, my initial thought was I was looking at it from my client's point of view of, this is an amazing all-in-one package. There was nothing like it at the time. There were so many duct tape solutions, and you guys put it all together. And then when I saw the affiliate program and what you guys had, I remembered my lesson from my first affiliate commission, and I was like, there is no way I am letting this opportunity slip through my fingertips. And at the time, and still today, one of my main niches that I serve is in the insurance space. And so what I did to grow my affiliate business is I looked at the opportunity of ClickFunnels from the client perspective, from the insurance agent, the guy who's sitting there behind a desk, writing policies, sending quotes out, and he sees ClickFunnels. What is going to get that guy to try ClickFunnels? And what I created was a couple share funnels. I know many people have this same solution. So I copied other people who were crushing it. But what I did, Miles, to just skyrocket my affiliate business is I made share funnels specific for them. So for the insurance agent, it was auto insurance funnels, home insurance, etc. Things where they could follow my link to sign up for ClickFunnels, come back to the page that I had for them. It was like a ClickFunnels resource library for insurance agents, and just instantly start to see results. You know, I cut down the learning time. I cut down the hassle of creating funnels. I even had, you know, pretty decent copy on the funnels that I spent time working on. And the way that I grew my affiliate business, Miles, is I clearly identified who I was looking to serve, and then I made them resources and shortcuts so that they were able to see results way before the 14 days was over. I wanted them to see results in 15 minutes or less, so that they went, wait a minute, this is really cool. I like how easy ClickFunnels is to use. And then it opened up the door for me to serve them at a higher level in my agency. And so I've been focusing on that. And so for those of you guys that research and go to my website and learn more about me, you'll see I've really dug deep. You know, one of the things that, I forget whose podcast it was. I want to say Russell, but I don't know. One of the things that they said is make sure instead of, running a mile on the just running a mile one way, dig a mile deep. Find where you want to dig for gold and just dig and keep digging. The more that I found gold in the one niche, I went, man, I'm just going to keep going down and down and down and see what else I can do. And so I would tell insurance agents not only how ClickFunnels can help, but then how funnel scripts can help them, how the different offers that came out could help them, what One Funnel Away would do for their business. Because I know that they weren't looking at it from a marketer's standpoint. They were looking at it as, I'm going to invest this money and I need this investment to multiply and I need it to happen fast, or I'm going to ask for a refund and try something else. And so I made sure that for every offer that ClickFunnels made, I spoke directly to my target audience about how it would affect them. And then I created resources that would help them to get the most impact within 15 minutes or less. Now, for something like the One Funnel Away Challenge, it's not 15 minutes. It's more like a guide that walks them through it. But the idea is they go through my link. They get something that is it made just for them. I'm sitting in their chair creating something for them. They download it and they start to use it right away. My churn rate was almost nil for a long time because they had resources and they're like, I'm not going to quit. I'm too deep into this. I got three funnels in my account. I got all these email sequences that Alex sent me. Like, I'm ready to rock and roll. So that was really how I was able to capitalize on the ClickFunnels opportunity, is creating resources that help them. And for those agency owners that are listening right now, the biggest thing was not just giving them share funnels, but also saying, hey, if you need help, reach out to me. And I would literally get on the phone and help them. Now, some people wouldn't hire me, but the vast majority of people that I was reaching out to, especially in that space, would be like, I'm so glad to have you on the phone. I actually would love to have you just build this and launch it for me. And it created a lot of opportunities for me to grow my agency.
Which, I mean, that's literally incredible. And, you know, you're offering the support and people are like, well, you know, if I give someone an hour of my time, you know, and say my time's worth 30, 40, 50 bucks an hour, like, it's not really worth it. But those people, they stick. Like you said, once you've given them the funnel and the templates and they're working, they have the, you know, follow-up sequences and all those things, like, it doesn't just turn into $40 an hour. Like, all of a sudden they pay month 2, 3, 4, yep, 5, 6, 9, 10. And then, you know, that 1 hour you spent is now worth 400 to, you know, 1200 bucks just from taking that time with them. And I love, you know, dig deep. Don't go wide, dig deep. You know, Russell, people who pay him, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, like, his one advice is stick with something until you make $1 million and then do something else. So I love that, you know, just go deep. And I mean, really, you've built it all through just share funnels, which, I mean, is incredible. Like, it, you know, I think share funnels is something that is overlooked and sometimes often underutilized as ClickFunnels affiliates. Just being able to go in, create a beautiful funnel and say, hey, look, like, this is the result I'm getting with these clients. Like, would you be interested in this? And, you know, we've talked about it before. We have, if you're a member of Platinum, I'm not, shameless plug here, but if you have ClickFunnels, you have access to FunnelClicks, and then there is the Funnel Hacking Secrets Masterclass, mm-hmm, which has hundreds and hundreds of templates that you can download into your account, make a few adjustments, and use those as your share funnels that people are signing up for.
Yep. Yep. And so another thing that I highly recommend is, you know, for me, I was able to pick a niche of a place where I was already working. For when I talk to other people who are looking to start their affiliate journey, if they're coming out, like I was talking to someone who was coming out of the hair salon business. He was a hairstylist. And he was like, all right, where do I go to promote ClickFunnels? I said, you know, the hairstylist business, create ClickFunnels for people that are coming out of that, so that they can start, because you already know exactly what they need, where they lack, and give them results quickly. And so he was able to see a ton of success in that space, which, you know, most people don't look at something like that. So the key for you, I think, as you, meaning person listening, going, how do I grow my affiliate business? The person, it would be, where did you come from? Who can you identify with? And then build it for that. You know, Greg was talking about how there's all these new offers. One of my favorite things that you guys promoted that I was able to help a lot of my affiliates with is the brick and mortar. You know, like when you guys came out with that, there was a ton of people who were like, I came out of a retail store. I came out of, you know, the hairstylist. I work with dentists. Like, what do I do? I'm like, go watch the brick and mortar webinar, join the program, and then create something for that audience and do what I do. Create the guides that walk them through the various programs and how it'll help them, and create share funnels, and just follow my pattern. But you guys are always coming out with stuff that I think is not just for the marketers, but one of the things I love is you guys are reaching out into the quote unquote, not real world, but you know, you're out into the outside of the marketing space. And so it makes it so much easier for affiliates to share the ClickFunnels programs, because it's speaking directly to the business owner that's looking to invest in their business.
I love that. I love it. And you know, for you, I mean, like, that's something you've done really well. And you also, like, you have some pretty high ranking YouTube videos as well. So I mean, you've got a little bit of both going for you, right? But explain, what did you do to get that going? I mean, you're kind of that 1-2 punch, which is awesome.
Yeah. So, shameless plug to my man, Spencer Meekum, who is in the affiliate boot camp, by the way. Awesome. He has a program that walks through how to rank in YouTube. And so one of the things that he advises in that program is to go and type in the industry that you're looking for, and then like funnels, internet marketing, etc. And then look at what YouTube auto suggests, because that is what people are actually searching for in that space. There's a lot more training on that. But so what I did is I just started making videos. I think there's probably at one point we had over 1,000 videos on our YouTube channel, and I just slowly removed the ones that no longer fit. But I would find what are people searching for and then create videos. And then if that one didn't hit, I would create a slightly modified video with a new thumbnail and a different offer at the end. Just seeing what are people going to watch, because it didn't matter how many people clicked it. It mattered for YouTube algorithm how many people watched all the way through. So yeah, we got a ton of YouTube videos. And you know, like Greg said before me, it's all about being consistent with your content creation. And for me, also setting aside time to support the people that are signing up underneath me. Because I, like you said, Miles, one person, yeah, it's initially $40 that first month. But if they never reach out to me for a support, that's okay. I have people that I've been getting affiliate payouts of $118 a month for over 2.5 years. Do the math on that. And that one quick phone call to make sure that they stuck with it has resulted in thousands of dollars of affiliate commissions over the last few years. So,
yeah.
But when it comes to YouTube, the whole thing is, for me, it's all about having fun. But most importantly, put yourself in the shoes of the person watching the video, get to the point, make it punchy, and at the end, make them an offer they can't refuse to sign up.
I mean, you know, you're making it sound so easy, but really, it's not, but it is. It's just following certain steps. Like, you know, Greg laid out a bunch of things that you guys could do to find success. Alex is doing the same thing. Like, hey, find an industry, find a niche, go deep, like help them, provide value to them, help them find success right away so they're going to stick with you. Or, you know, deliver a high impact video that has a incredible offer. Like, I can't refuse it. Yes, I have to do it. Like, these are things that, you know, any of us could do. So Alex, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And this is the question that really the whole premise of the 30-Day Summit book was written on, you know, right? You're a successful entrepreneur, you lose everything, you're starting over, all you have is your laptop, ClickFunnels account, internet. Like, what are you doing to build your business back up? And the same for you, Alex, like, the worst case scenario happens, all of a sudden, you know, your affiliate account gets banned for some reason because I choose to do it. No, but, you know, you're starting over again,
yeah.
Alex. What are you doing to get back to where you were? Or what is something that you might try doing instead, you know, something new?
Absolutely. So right now, I would go heavy into the Funnel Hacking Secrets webinar, because what Russell's put together there is absolutely brilliant. And I would do whatever I could to promote that and get people to listen to the webinar, because I think as people listen to the webinar, it's going to be really hard for them not to feel that pull to jump in and take action. And so I would create an offer around giving them a bonus for just watching the webinar, you know, and say something like, if you watch it all the way to the end, I want you to come back here and tell me the price point and how many bonuses he offered. And if you just send me an email with the price point and the number of bonuses, then I'm going to send you X, you know, whatever that looks like. Because that webinar, I think, is going to close. And it's a really big, if I'm starting over, I need cash fast. And so the commissions you get from that webinar are fantastic. You know, whether you're at the 20, 30, or 40% tier, it's just, it's quick cash. Then as I start to see those come in, what I would do is I would focus on one of the other offers that you guys have that's a complement to ClickFunnels, because when I think affiliates are sleeping on some of the other products you guys have, including the OFA, Funnel Scripts is like this golden nugget for me. I sell so many Funnel Scripts, it's awesome. I'm a huge fan of the product, but I would talk about how Funnel Scripts can now help them now that they have Funnel Hacker Secrets. So those are the two things I would focus on. I would dig deep. And one thing that we talk about, I know, you know, Greg mentions it, I talk about it. One of the kind of the bad words that I hear a lot in affiliate marketing is passive income, which is absolutely true. You make money, you get the sale, and then, you know, you get the money coming in residually. But I would encourage you as a new affiliate marketer to take the word passive out of your vocabulary. You need to be an active marketer. It's all about fantastical prospecting. Go after the people that show interest in your video, your content, your blog post, your offer, and make sure that if there's any questions they have, you answer them. Because when you're first starting out, you don't have the luxury of letting people watch your video and then come back and you hope they make the offer. If you're in a desperate space, you got to play desperate, play big, and go after them and follow up. It is not about sitting on your butt and waiting. Now, you know, for people that have a lot of videos out there that get a lot of comments, you know, I check into my YouTube once a week now. But before, when I first started and I was like, wow, this is really working, this is great, I would be in my YouTube channel, I'd be in the Facebook groups that I'm in, and I'm responding to each and every comment as fast as I possibly can, because I am in a desperate space and I really want that commission. I wanted the dream car, had my sights set on it. So that would be my advice to you as you're starting out. Passive income, yes. Do not be a passive marketer. Be an active marketer and go after it.
I love that. And I think that happens often, is passive incomes means passive, you know, being passive in what you do. Like almost, like you pretty much said it without saying aggressive income. Like
that's
you
it.
You have to go after it. If you want that passive income, you have to be aggressive. And I love it. You know, it is. It's going out, it's providing value. And you said, you know, when your YouTube channel first started, you were in there every day answering questions, commenting back. It's, you know, the more you're engaged, the more people are going to engage with you, and usually, you know, you can only go up from there. So I absolutely love that, man. And I loved your suggestion, like the Funnel Hacking Secrets webinar, offer them something. Hey, if you make it through, let me know what you found, and I'm going to give you this for free. You know, my bonus that I usually charge $200 or $197 for, I'm going to give it to you for free, because, you know, Russell, he's one of the best to ever do it. The chance of him closing the person, probably pretty good. And if not, there's still a 14-day free trial in there that they can go and get. And, you know, Russell's going to teach them about funnels, how to use them, how to grow their business, how to, you know, launch their business. And so I love that idea, Alex. Really appreciate you sharing that with everybody.
Absolutely.
Everybody in the comments, let us know what your biggest takeaways have been so far from Greg and from Alex. Alex, I don't have any other questions for you. I think you came in and came out swinging.
Boom! I was ready to go, man. So I did not take this opportunity lightly to chat with my fellow affiliates. I got nothing but love for all of us. So I see a lot of familiar names in the comments. Shout out to all y'all. One last closing thing. You know, Greg talked about tracking your income. I love that. Highly recommend doing that. One of the other things is, you're starting out. There's two different types of people. There are rewards based and there's punishment based. I'm more punishment based. I want to avoid punishment rather than chase the reward. So here's my suggestion to you. Find out which one you are. Let's say you're a punishment person and say, all right, if I do not create one video a day for the next 30 days, then at the end of that 30 days, I have to do this thing, right? And that could be something really embarrassing. It could be something painful. For me, I hate running, especially right now. It's cold outside, right? So if I don't make a video a day for the next 30 days, I got to run a mile and I got to post it on Facebook. Or if I don't make a video a day for the next 30 days, I got to go on Facebook and tell everyone, hey guys, I set a goal to do 30 videos in the last 30 days and I didn't do it because I got lazy. And if you make yourself do that, if that's the punishment you have set up at the end of that time period, and you are like me and you want to avoid punishment, you're going to get that thing done because you want to avoid the punishment. And so you're actually building your business by tricking yourself into doing it. So that's one of the like mental tricks that I put for myself. When I got to grow and accelerate and I got to push, I put things in front of me that I want to avoid. If I don't do it, then I'm going to you know, do something embarrassing or painful. So there you go. That's just one little trick that I use for myself to get myself to do something I don't want to do. And sometimes we don't want to make videos, Miles. We don't want to do it. It's hard work. You got to come up with the content and, you know, try to think of some offers and be creative. And sometimes it's hard, especially getting on camera for the first time, man. You're like, really, I got to do this? But doing it's only going to help you grow. You know, you've heard great success story. You hear mine. Video, content, creating offers. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I love it. You know, we're either moving, you know, away towards pleasure or away from pain or towards, you know, I love it. Set those goals. Like, make a consequence if you don't do it, or make a reward if you do. Like, I think there's those things we have to do. And, you know, again, appreciate you coming on, sharing your insight, your knowledge, and your journey. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are, you know, just starting in this journey or who are further along in this journey. And so we appreciate, you know, coming on, sharing what you've done to find success. And, you know, I can see it in these comments here. People just, you know, find inspiration. And we appreciate that because, you know, we're all at different levels and we grow and progress together. So I just appreciate your time, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Miles. Ben, good to see you.
Good job. Thanks so much. See you later.